Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yes, well, yes, this is yes. Big O, baby.
This is like better than the Wayne Twins excitement. Coach O's coming back. You're done. You're done, Louisville. You're done, Louisville basketball, Mac. You better be glad you got that video out last year, big boy. Yes, if Coach O comes back, it's over. The D-League better be scared now. What up? Yes.
What was over was everyone's career at Kentucky.
It's how Strebel has gotten away unscathed of how much of a Calipari sympathizer he was, where how aggressive and adamant he is against Stoops is
I've had these moments
to me.
With him.
John Calipari.
That's Strebel's son. I'm just kidding. No, I love Strebel, but we've had these moments. Even like going back to, I keep thinking back to like when we were having the conversation about starting Rob and Reed. I think about it once a day. I'm not healthy. I need to like see a therapist because I think about them not starting once a day. It like hurts me to my soul. And like we like would go back and forth on it. And I'm like, no, like you're giving Cal too much credit, thinking there's some calculation behind this, and there's not. We definitely butted heads with that. But yeah, he definitely has a longer leash. He did for Cal. Yes. It'll be interesting to see if it translates to Mark Pope.
All right. Texter. Diffusionism says that the ancient civilizations had some interaction. The Smithsonian firmly pushes isolationism. So even asking about anything like Tartarian architecture gets major pushback. And that's the thing that when every article I read on this, it's like the only conspiracy thing. Well, there's several conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories I do, but this is a recent one that gets this adamant amount of pushback.
Like
I said, if it does and there's no data backing it up, you're probably on track for something. Again, I'm not saying I believe it, but
if it elicits that kind of response.
That made me go, okay, I want to dig in a little bit more on this.
Isn't that kind of like what like Nazism and stuff, like they were kind of like searching for that like society that kind of had this higher.
The Nazis were into
like way occult stuff. Like they believed in Atlantis and like they were trying to like put things on Antarctica. I feel like they were like of this school of thought that there was probably this society.
Well, I mean, they were even getting into aspects of teleportation, time travel. Yeah, there's some very.
Did they come up with like sending people to the moon? Maybe.
Well, I mean, they did because
like, was that their idea?
Well.
But then a lot of NASA was like former Nazis.
Exactly. So this is why when we there's so much bad that comes out of war, and especially when something was like so unifying as, you know, just stopping the Nazis, like that was like, you know, this was truly an attempt of world domination and trying to rewrite history, and you stop them and. You send all the Nazi generals, Nazi military elite to the Nuremberg trials to be trialed for war crimes and to be put to death. But then the United States is like, you know, Can you get to the moon though?
Yes. We'll cherry pick that. We'll cherry pick that. And maybe he's not so bad. We just won't tell anybody if he can help us get to the moon. I just listened to a podcast on that like two nights ago. It was crazy.
The turnaround to where you had just got done with World War II and how quickly Stalin and Russia, everything began to amplify. Mm-hmm. It's just unreal. Have you heard the story? This is an elongated Weird Wednesday, but how the videos of the hydrogen bomb that the United States put out, how those are fake?
No.
And someone was on Joe Rogan's podcast and pointed it out and goes, yeah, these are fake. And Joe's like, well, how do you know that they're fake? He goes,
that person would have died.
He goes, why is the camera still there?
Yeah. So,
man.
You're right as heck. Man. Got us.
It is without doubt. So, like, anything involving, I think there is some stuff, even with the moon landing and all that. I'm not saying that they didn't go to the moon, but I don't think for a second.
I got questions.
Well, I don't even think for a second that the
video
we saw was not it.
Listen, working in TV, it's hard to get a live shot going on from three streets away. In the 60s, to have that on like a place where no gravity, like what? That's crazy.
Even battles and big moments in World War II that we won, we would go then and just stage. So like the rising of the flag on Iwo Jima, which is now it's like a
statue.
It's a statue now in D.C. I mean, it was a photo op. And it's like, but you won the war. Just don't do that.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to stage it.
The governments all over the world, they just cannot help but lie.
They need that
that's all they can do is just lie.
Sketchy.
Well, Tox wants to talk about something else because he goes, these gag videos are going to get someone bleeped up, which
what?
There's one YouTuber that actually got shot and killed because he kept charging this dude.
Oh, like this was like a year ago. Street interviewers, you mean?
Well, he came up to this dude in a food court and starts yelling at him.
A prank?
Yeah. And was like, just kept charging him, walking around. The dude kept saying, get away from me, get away from me. You're threatening me, get away from me. And the dude pulled out a gun, shot him right in the chest.
It's like, okay, play stupid games. Exactly. Win prizes. And what? Like, are these people raised by wolves? Like, why would you ever? Boundaries, people. Boundaries.
Exactly. But it's the amount of people in it. These Gen Zers. the amount that they're trying to do to just get clout on social media is just,
it's like dystopian.
Why it genuinely is,
because it's another weird trend is like, if you look at like TikTok, what it has done, how I've always talked with my hands like forever, but like there's like this new trend of like, especially women who like make these videos of them like crying or like having these big, like telling this big emotional story, and everyone holds their hands the same way. They hold it in their way like this. It's like, we in our minds are tricking us to think that we are always on camera and we're always being watched and we're always telling a story to all of our followers. It's like melting our minds to make us think that like we are like almost like a caricature of ourselves, like digitally, that we have this whole digital audience always following us. It's kind of scary.
It's awful, just as parents as well, because you do have these influencers on Instagram. I don't know as much on Twitter. I don't have Instagram, but that are,
I hate Instagram.
Ash does also, but she keeps looking.
It's
like rage.
Yes,
looking.
I like,
but the amount of people that just claim to just have this perfect life. And it's like, first of all, if you have a toddler,
baby, you stress.
Your life does not look like this. I'm willing to bet every single dollar. You got the picture and you got the video of it looking like this. But that house was wrecked afterwards. Or you're recording on days that your toddler is having a good day. Because there's some days where I'm just like, it's 100%. It's like, it's our son's having a great day. Everything's just on the right train. It's like, oh my, he's developing. It's like, he's rocking it.
Yeah.
And then one thing goes wrong and he has the mental, like the mental integrity of a coyote.
Just like a meltdown.
And just completely melts down, melts down at that point. It's just like, if it's not doing anyone favors when you try to portray your life that perfect.
And did you really find joy in it? That's what's crazy to me. I think society's slowly starting to like figure out like there's no joy in that. And I feel like everything's usually a spectrum. I think we're just coming on, or like a pendulum. I feel like we're just coming on like the where it kind of switches to be like, we're going to look back in like 10, 20 years and be like, dude, everyone was being so fake and it was cringy and it was weird that we were putting all that out there acting like it was real.
Exactly.
Because it's not. There's no joy in that when it's fake. It's no real joy.
The amount of people that are going back to traditionalism and going back to like the old style of like cooking and eating, the type of clothes you're wearing from like not wearing like polyester and all that. It's weird to see, especially among millennials, the amount that have kind of opened their eyes on stuff that have gone like, I'm going to try to live more like my grandparents.
Yes. And I feel like it always kind of like skips a generation or two. And then it's always kind of like a cycle. And people talk, Tony Robbins like actually talks about that. There's like a 100-year cycle. And then and a lot of it has to do with like world events. And like the millennials are kind of primed to be like kind of in terms of like where the greatest generation was in terms of like the depression and the stock market crash. It's like in the 90s when we were growing up, everything was good. And then we had to face this bad economic time. And it's so we're kind of like, it's kind of all restarting again.
Right.
And that's where we are on it. So interesting to think about.
It is crazy. And of course, Toxic goes crushing Cal over Robin Reed. Not starting always seemed asinine to me considering the minutes they played. Regardless, if they started, wouldn't the minutes be the same?
Because you got out to a slow start, Tox.
Y'all going to miss Cal.
Tox, you are so dead wrong. You do not know ball, my man. Because, what was their problem? They got out to a slow start and had to play come from behind. If you started with your best players, it wouldn't have happened that way. Who on earth, why do we have to play these mental gymnastics where any other team, that's the reason starters are important because you start your best people. It mattered. It mattered. Because you're not coming from behind like to try to win and to try to catch up. Mattered, Tox. I'll stand by.
I don't know enough about the Reed and Rob thing. I just know you just play your best player.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Doesn't matter if the minutes equal. It was just so strange to me.
I'm just glad everyone knows now. Like, they look at the amount. It's like when Arkansas put out that all these people have been drafted and all that. And it's like, okay, so Cal definitely should have had at least 2-3 more.
Yes. That's what was the most frustrating part of him. It was like his success was almost the crux of it.
Right.
Because he could have done more.
Let's see. Check out Nazi base under Glacier National Park and Hitler living out his life there. That's another thing.
I've heard that.
I don't think Hitler killed himself.
Like, oh, you don't?
No. No.
I never thought about that.
I think he lived out either in South America or this. I know very little about the Glacier National Park thing, but what? It's the most infamous evil human being at the planet at the time, and you ain't got the body? Like,
but think, listen, true. And like, all you had to do was just shave that mustache. You might never know.
I feel bad for people that really think that's a good look.
I know. It all
and they can
look,
never
can
have
never
it,
do
again.
It again.
The camera on the moon was ESPN. That's good. Is Max eating? It sounds like you have a mouthful of food. I did have a cough drop because I've been doing this show for 3 days straight and starting to play a toll. I apologize. I'll do better. I'm sorry. Not true. Reed did start a few games, and it didn't make a difference. They start slow no matter what, which, to me, that goes back to coaching at that point.
Sure,
so
fine.
From a personnel standpoint, I think the point of all of it is it's – You had drama involving that, and then you would score 100 points, but you allowed Georgia to score 91 points.
Yes.
We're focusing on some very minute situations. Mm-hmm. We're focusing more on the bark on the tree and not realizing that the forest was on fire.
Yeah. There you go.
So on that, I want to bring this up. So I saw this on Twitter today, and I found it very interesting. So the average college football attendance relative to stadium capacity this past season. So doing all the Power Five, still Power Five last year, and then the mid majors, 100%. Over 100% was the following. Colorado, this comes from the CFB rep, the College Football Report. Colorado, TCU, Oregon State, K Kansas State, Oregon, Appalachian State, Michigan, Utah, Penn State, Texas, Florida, Ohio State, Cincy, South Carolina, and JMU.
So what does this mean? 100%.
So over 100%, meaning they were over capacity for the majority of their games.
Dang.
So this is based on the average college football attendance.
Scott Satterfield.
Then relative to the stadium capacity this past season. They've caught that Satterfield bug where they're just like, hey, Satterfield's going to work them fools.
Oh, a throwback.
100% is Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, and Notre Dame. 98% is Clemson, Iowa, NC State, Iowa State, UCF, Washington, Wisconsin, Ole Miss, Kentucky,
yeah, boy.
UNC, Florida State, Virginia Tech, Boise State, and LSU.
Okay.
70% Louisville, Illinois, Boston College, Maryland, Wyoming, Air Force, Army, SMU, San Diego State, Virginia, Texas State, Tulane, Miami, Pitt, Utah State, and Liberty University.
Okay,
so
Tulane.
from a stadium capacity or stadium attendance to stadium capacity, Kentucky sits at a 98% with Louisville sitting at a 70%.
Wow.
Which to me still feels pretty wild because I felt like the attendance was better.
I was just going to bring that up. Like, do you think we'll see even more, I guess, attendance this year for Louisville? But I thought it was pretty good. I mean, there was obviously sold out Notre Dame. Was that the only one they sold out?
I think they sold out Kentucky also.
Yeah?
That has to be a guarantee that you sold out Kentucky.
Yeah, because I feel like the thing was like the last game they had sold out was Notre Dame like 4 years or something prior. So like that one. But I feel like attendance was way better. I wonder if it'll go up even more this year.
I think it will. But I've never understood the issue with that, like even going to the Louisville UK game this year, mm-hmm. and the bias of UK fans will say, well, it's an awful tailgating experience, or it's hard to get to L&N Stadium, mm-hmm. all that. So I went in with those preconceived notions, and it's really not that.
Had you
it's
never
not that it's
tailgated
not that
there before?
No, never.
Really?
Never. That was my first time ever tailgating.
No, I feel like I grew up like tailgating there and stuff, and maybe like went once or twice.
No,
in
we
college,
I mean we always went to the UK
UK
game.
Games. Yeah, it's a different experience, but no, I think it's still fun though.
That was like a lot of fun. The group that
you know, we had fun.
Oh yeah, we had fun.
Y'all heard that? Oh man!
But it's like it's not a bad environment to tailgate, in my opinion.
Uh-uh.
It's weird tailgating in that environment versus Kentucky's. Just, but I think that's also just where the stadium is. Where
that makes the biggest difference.
Where Kroger Field is backed up to the Chevy Chase neighborhood, mm-hmm. where you've got L&N Stadium that's right in the middle of the industrial park. So
yeah.
That aspect I get.
Yeah.
You're not really able to tailgate underneath a tree.
Yeah.
Like we do. That is so huge,
though. That's very different. Like, even at West Virginia, they all tailgate, like, in the parking lots there. And I was like, that's so weird. But I was like, wait a minute. That's kind of how they do it at Louisville. It feels different, but I feel like the party can still be the same. I'm surprised at Cincinnati because, again, another setting similar to Louisville's, right? Probably not, like, the most convenient stadium.
I would say Cincinnati's is worse.
Yeah,
exactly. That is a worse setting.
Who else was on that over 100% list at the top?
Over 100% was, so let's just go through these. So Colorado, which I can understand.
Good for them.
TCU, which my aunt and uncle, when they lived in Texas, went to a couple of TCU games, and they said it's a really cool environment.
Really?
So I can imagine that. Oregon State is surprising to me.
I'm shocked by that one.
Kansas State, not super surprised. Oregon, I heard Oregon fans get
wild.
Which is weird because I never just picture like someone from Oregon being
like a diehard college football fan, hiking shoes and like giving me like a craft beer or something. I don't
trail
know.
Trail mix.
Yeah, yeah. Like telling me to eat granola.
Yeah. I made my own beer in the garage and I make my own trail mix.
I thought you were just saying you did that and I believed it. I was like, you know what? I would kind of buy that. Right? Like it'd be like a little guy who just like loves to hike.
App State, I get 100% because App State, have you ever been to that city?
No.
It's gorgeous.
I've heard that. I heard the baseball one's
gorgeous.
Really pretty too.
Gosh.
But a lot of these too, isn't it? Like, so this is like dependent as well on like the size of the stadium. So if it's a little bit smaller, I mean, I guess.
That helps.
You know.
Yeah, that helps. And especially App State. I don't think they've had renovations since they've gone from FCS to mid-major. What, they're Sun Belt now? They're either Sun Belt or Conference USA.
Yeah.
Michigan, not surprised. Penn State is always
I'm dying
rowdy.
To go to a game. All my, so many of my cousins went to Penn State. I'm dying to go to a game.
That video of Happy Valley.
In the whiteout one?
The whiteout where they're playing.
Bro.
Oh, yeah. It's, what was it? They were playing Mobamba on the first play.
Yes! Oh.
Did you see the College Football 25? They replicated that play.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
Now I'm gonna have to get this game. What if I like turn into a huge gamer?
It's okay.
What if I turn into like a streamer?
ESPN Plus.
ESPN there you go.
Plus. I don't think I'm allowed on that anymore. Yeah. But.
Someone tweeted out, and I can't remember who it was, but they said, where do all these adults think they're going to get the time to play this game? Like you do not have the same time as you used to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is 100% true.
Don't bring that up.
I'm like, fool, do you not know that 4:30 in the morning exists?
That's the witching hour for gamers.
Yeah, so for me, that's typically when I get up because...
You're early riser.
Yeah, I get up, I work out, I read scripture in the morning, but it's my ability to be able to just get everything I need to get done. And then that way when I get home from work... Then I can be
present around
family.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm not having... And also, I tried doing the afternoon gym thing, and I hated
it. Can't do it.
No, I just can't do it. And usually, I'm so tired. It's working out in the afternoon, in my opinion, is so much better for you, but because it helps you relieve the stress from the day. But it's the stress of trying to work out in the afternoon is too much for me.
Yeah, see, I feel like my energy levels, like, I'm definitely, like, a born night owl. So it makes it, like, I feel like I would do my best working out, like, it'd be, like, later at night. Because it's, like, I don't know, that's when I naturally am up. Like, it's great to get it done, like, early in the morning, but I feel like it's never as good of a workout, you know? But, because, you know, you just, I don't know, my energy's definitely peaks at night, though. But there's something about getting up early. It's like when the rest of the world isn't awake, they cannot bother you. You can get done what you need to get done. And I think that's just maturing.
Well, but that initial morning sun is so healthy for you as well.
Yeah.
And especially if you've got the ability. Here's Max's health tip for the day.
Write this down.
Trying to get up before the sun rises, like right when you're starting to see light. Getting out there for like 5-10 minutes and just kind of just looking at that, it kind of just naturally wakes you up and has something to do with like your cerebellum or something.
It's like your circadian rhythms, right?
Thank you. That's what it
isn't
is.
Isn't that and such a thing that we've lost sight of? I mean, think about how electricity changed that.
Well,
your
phones and everything with blue light. Blue light is so unhealthy for you.
And even like light pollution. Just like imagine that, how that like knocks us off our rhythms.
Where we live, we back up to Simpsonville and it is crazy to see. So like if you turn to the right, there's no lights.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But as soon as you turn to the left, you could see all of Louisville.
Society.
And it's just bright.
That is true.
It's crazy, like, because you can literally see the stars every night from the right, but once you go to the left, you can't see it.
That is so crazy.
Which is wild.
Y'all do live in that kind of, like, happy medium there. That's so cool, though, to be, like, right near, like, a city, all the amenities you need, but then also get a little taste of some nature.
All right, Texas. I'm not going to say that. That's funny.
Text
it's very
her.
Funny, but you know I can't
Are
say that.
Are they being
that.
Appropriate?
A little bit. If this was Strebel, he would have fallen for that hook, line, and sinker.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to. I can't. Text her that it's funny, but I can't say
that. Can't
go
get guts today.
I can't do that. But very good text. All right. When we come back, we'll finish up the show, and then we will get on to 4th of July weekend.
Ba-boom.
You're listening to Roundtable on ESPN 680.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I can't believe I'm admitting this on air, but I'm going to admit something on air. In my front yard is planted, is a Louisville flag.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Welcome back to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Round Daddy's not here. Nothing in his front
thoughts
yard
and prayers
right now. Max Godby, Anna Tarillo, and we're going to ease you into the 4th of July weekend. And for me, I love food. It's so 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Thanksgiving is like my time to shine.
Heck yeah.
Those are the days where these are my Super Bowls.
You're built for it.
When grandma makes her famous cookies for Christmas, like that's... This is it for me.
Yeah.
And there's a barbecue joint here in Louisville called Martin's Barbecue.
Okay.
So we went last weekend over by Springhurst, and we went over there. I'm a part of a third generation of this baked bean recipe.
Damn, I'm impressed.
Three generations now.
Wow.
It's the trick to it is one, using Purnell sausage as the meat, as the base for it. Two, not green peppers, but green chilies.
Okay.
To use green chilies instead.
Spice it up.
And you use Bush's baked beans as your base.
As the base.
But we went to Martin's Barbecue. Ooh. I was feeling some baked beans and just like traditional baked beans. So I was like, okay, well, I'll get some of this. And I taste it, and it's like time stopped a little bit. You ever seen that scene in Ratatouille when the food critic tastes it and he goes back to his childhood?
Yeah, it did that for you.
It did that, but not for it. But it stuck me in a trance because this group put chili sauce in it, and it was amazing.
You just, figure that out with your taste buds. You just knew.
So Ash has the best chili recipe on the planet.
Let's go, Ashley.
I mean,
would never say that. I feel like she would.
She will a little
bit. Will she? Because she likes to put herself down that she's not good in the kitchen. And she is. That pasta salad, she killed it.
But this is a long-standing chili recipe that she's had.
Generations.
And every time she has made it, my mother is an unreal cook. Everything I've learned about cooking, I learned from her.
From your mama.
And I learned everything from the grill from my dad.
You're well rounded.
Yes. But when I tried that chili, I was like, Mom, I'm sorry. You don't have the best chili.
How'd your mom take it?
Well, when she tried the chili, she's like, you're right.
She's like, okay.
Yeah. She's like, you're right.
That's a tough thing to say to a mom.
But one of the things that she puts in it is Heinz chili sauce.
Okay.
And it's a distinct taste that's in it.
Yeah.
And when I went to Martin's and had theirs, it had the exact same taste. And I was like, I can't believe I'm this much of a fool, and I never thought about that.
Are you going to mix it up and try it?
So this time, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put Heinz chili sauce. I'm not going to go nuts with it. I'll probably put half a jar in it. But
Nobody worry.
I'm not going to go crazy on it, but the food aspect is just, it's always been
top tier.
It's been awesome every single time. And it's weird because this year all my parents are going to do all the cooking this year, so all I gotta do is just attend.
You just gotta party and chill and eat.
Between my mother doing the sides and my dad manning the grill, I was like, I know I'm going
perfect
to be in good shape.
You're like, perfect. What are the sides gonna include? A little bit of potato salad? Y'all do any of that? Down with that?
Not really.
Not as much?
Well, now pasta salad may be on the menu.
Ashley's come on. It was so good.
Oh, it's it. Hers is fantastic.
Yes.
It's fantastic. But baked beans will be there. Traditional just chips will be there as well.
A little dip too. Chips
and dip. We've been on a late July kick. Have you ever had those?
Never heard of
it. So Costco's got a multi-grain organic chips. It's like the amount of seed oil that is in like any sort of potato chip or corn chip now is just nuts.
Scary.
Late July doesn't use as much. Uh-huh. It still uses it. Like if you were to be like, where can I go to not get any? You would have to do the kettle
Amish
chips that go the avocado route.
Yeah.
Use avocado oil. Or Siete chips, okay, which are a grain-free chip. They're actually really good, especially if you're big into like dips.
Okay.
Like layered dips. It's really good.
That's a good one for that because it's like sturdy.
Exactly.
It ain't going to break on you.
It's a good dip for that. But those late July with the Costco salsa has been outstanding.
Bro. Late July is also a great brand name because that's what my birthday is. Oh my God.
There you go. There
so
you
I'm
go.
Just saying. Hey, did you go on your Costco date last night?
Yes, I did.
Was it great?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like hold hands through the aisles?
No, we've got a toddler that's with us. So it's mainly just keeping him inside
it's playing
of the cart.
Defense.
Because he wants to throw everything into the cart. Like,
yeah.
He's basically the middleman.
Yeah.
And I have not had the heart yet to tell him that, you know, we're going to do away with your role.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wish you the best.
Love that for
on
you.
Just
you're being
sitting
cut
here
from the team.
Yes. we're deciding to go a different direction.
We're going a different route.
Just like with Kenny Payne. It was a mutual. We decided to part ways.
I love when he tried to say that. And he's like, when they decided to part ways with me. It's like, yeah, see that truth. See the light, my friend.
Exactly. So, but no, we... I love the first of the month when we go to Costco.
You do every first of the month?
Yeah, first
That's
of the month.
That's awesome!
First week, every time. Usually it lands on a Friday, which it was, but obviously with the holiday weekend, and then the cupboard was pretty bare.
Cupboard was bare. That's the best part about like being in a relationship or like y'all are married. Like, I don't know, going on those like little dates to like Target or the grocery store. Why is that so
We're
fun?
Getting better.
Yeah, right. Sure.
But we've got it now down to such a science because we're very predictable
it's tactical.
People. And exactly, it's not a romantic trip at all. It's very tactical.
Max is like, we've trained for this. Yeah, Ashley, take a lap around produce if you are not better.
Even after like Costco or with it's everything it's efficient because Ash and I talk a lot every day throughout the day, but when we get into just the both of us in a date situation, i.e. if my parents watch our son while we go to Costco, or someone's watching our son while we go to the soccer game, go to the Lou City game, or go out to eat, we maybe say three words to each other.
Yeah, almost like awkward? It's like...
Not anymore, because it's after 7 years. We're just like 7 years and 9 years of being with each other. It's just like we've already said everything. Yeah, it's
like you need some action to comment on.
Exactly. It's like it's fine. It's like I and that's why we try to do more of double dates because it's like yeah, we're just gonna sit here.
What about
silence.
Just like a third wheel date? Just like let me come.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have come with y'all to church.
Yes.
That was kind of in a sense like.
You got to sit with Judd.
Yes,
which is,
he was great.
Oh yeah,
I love that.
He does
I gotta
well.
Come back with y'all.
Yes,
that was
absolutely.
So nice.
But it's the Costco went well. I still love how it's the hot dog's still $1.50.
I've never had a Costco hot dog.
Are you serious?
I've never had one. I'm embarrassed. I've never had one.
Well, don't be embarrassed, but I mean,
I know
it's life
I need
changing.
To. Like, I
it's
feel like changing. It's gonna like I'm gonna get like a different checked box on like my passport and everything.
The,
once
the
I
Kirkland
have one.
Cafe is fantastic.
Heck yeah! Okay, I gotta
fantastic.
Do it, dude. I gotta do
Especially
it.
Especially you get that and a drink for $1.50.
Yeah, there's
Costco's
nothing like
literally
it.
Losing money on it.
That is the American way, people. That is what that is. Can you buy like fireworks there? No, because it's illegal here, right?
Well, you could get like the like
the sparklers.
Yes,
yeah.
You could get like the what is it? The Not firecrackers, but fire.
The you throw them down. They like
not those. It's just the ones that you light it and just stays there. Like it doesn't shoot up.
Oh, it doesn't do anything crazy.
We're not big firework
people. I was going to ask you that. Yeah.
No,
see, my family used to get more into it, but now it's just funny. Now, like where my parents live here, like no one else does anything like that up there. And like sometimes, like we'll set a few off. We feel like the freaking what are the clampets up there? It's like we're gonna put on some fireworks up here in this neighborhood. But now they're kind of scary. Like I would never want to be the one to go like have to light them. But people lose limbs, or you light, put it in reverse, Terry. It's crazy.
It's a it was fun for us when we were kids, but just now that I've gotten older, it's just like.
Why risk it?
The cost of reward for it, especially. Yeah. And I hate to say it, but it's just like if you've seen one firework, you've seen them all. You've seen them all.
Thank
at this
you.
Point.
Go YouTube it.
The only thing is different is going to Thunder Over Louisville.
Yeah.
But like,
because the scope of that.
Right, but I wouldn't go again. Like, just for the headache to get down there and get out of there. Now, when my son's old enough, absolutely,
for sure,
I will do that again.
Yeah.
But just for me, I could see the top of Thunder Over Louisville from my house.
Really?
I could just see it's predominantly, it's just the lights that are going
just like
off.
A little bit of,
and then just then occasionally some fireworks get a little bit taller. It's like, there we go.
Or some helicopters.
We could see about a quarter of the finale from our house.
Okay. They do it big. I haven't been to Thunder. I would say it had to be high school.
That's been the last time I went.
Yeah.
Also was high school.
I'm about like going to a restaurant and watching it, whatever. But I do love 4th of July though. It's just one of those like nostalgia holidays. What is it? It's like when the Olympics comes on. It's like it doesn't matter how you feel about anything, you're gonna wear red, white, and blue. You're gonna love it. I think it's just like the summertime holiday too. You know
that, and then also just the concept that we went to war with an empire and a king and a maddening king that was threatening everyone with, here it is, a 2% tax on a breakfast drink.
Dog.
And we decided, we're going to go to war over this. And here we are paying 40% in taxes. And we're like, here.
Right?
And not doing anything about it.
Right? Isn't that funny?
I think it's more of just like thinking of how we used to be.
It's
and
like
how,
a nostalgia holiday.
Exactly.
That's what it is. It's like, I feel like my favorite, like when I was little, you'd always get like the old Navy 4th of July t-shirts everything. So stuff like that. It's always like the vintage stuff that makes you feel a way about it. But
my dad used to have a button-up short-sleeve collared shirt
The flag?
Was the flag, and he only wore it once a year.
Yes!
It was for the... It was
Why
for
do
the,
I love it?
For
like,
Fourth of
I'm
July.
Not a big, like, the biggest, like, America, like, I'm not gonna, like, it, like, wave a flag and everything, but for some reason, I don't know, I just, like, every now and then in the summertime, wear, like, an American flag sweatshirt or something. Same thing with when the Olympics is going on. It just makes you feel good. But, yeah, I love it. I'm actually gonna be traveling for this one. I leave Friday, but it's 4th of July weekend. I'm going down to my best friends are getting married.
Oh, fun.
So it's going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, and it's going to be so hot. It's going to be hot, 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 hot. So,
is it an outdoor wedding?
Yeah, buddy.
You don't have good friends.
Yeah, right? They're trying to end us or something. Lord have mercy.
It's one thing. There's two types of bad people. People that have fall weddings on college football Saturday.
Get me going.
100% them, and then also people that have weddings in the summer and have it outside.
Listen, I was in a wedding in Wisconsin, Door County, Wisconsin, which is beautiful and not what you would think when you think of Wisconsin. This was probably 2018, you know, six years ago. And it was those like 20 minutes that they're doing the ceremony and you got to be outside. We were sweating. You get your makeup professionally done. It's melting off of you like you're made of wax. This could be in South Carolina, right near the beach. We're going to be dying, but I'm so excited. I think it'll be a good place to be for 4th of July-ish, too.
I was in a wedding for a guy that I used to work with, and it was in Hilton Head. And it was like when we first found out Hilton Head's destination wedding, and I was like, all right, this will be good. And it was in September, so it was still going to be hot, but not like terrible hot. And he did have it on the day of the Vandy game, but he did us well.
Come on, man.
We rented out this little outdoor bar.
Oh, heck yeah.
And got to watch it on the beach, basically.
Oh, that's fun. That's nice, though.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is fine. I'm fine with this. But I was thinking, okay, it's a beach wedding. We're going to do one of those. Big pet peeve of mine is for the groomsmen, anyone that rents suits and tuxes instead of just buying them,
one. Yeah. So
pay $100 more and you have a suit.
Yeah. That's what I would
so prefer to do.
Because then you got to take it back after. You got to find all the little pieces to it.
I had to find a location because I left Hilton Head that next morning to drive home.
Yeah.
And I had to go like 30 minutes out of my way.
To drop it off.
Yeah, it's somewhere in like Georgia, North Carolina. Georgia or Tennessee, I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
But that wedding, I was like, I bet you anything because they're doing well for themselves.
They're
doing very well. So I thought, okay, we're definitely going to be wearing the like the summer suits, like the
like some linen, some
yes,
like
the
white
linen.
Like the, yeah,
that's what I thought it was going to be.
Do not tell me you wore black.
Black tux.
No,
on the beach.
That doesn't even make mathematical sense. Thematically, I'm not tracking that.
It was awful. It was everything. So every suit that I wear, especially a rental, because my shoulders are so big.
Yeah, you got to get that custom size in or something.
I have to get a custom size of everything. So I'm wearing this portly gentleman's jacket.
You look like Winston Churchill.
That is like 13 pounds of Kevlar. And then the shoes, I wear a size 15, and each one had to weigh at least 20 pounds.
Did they have to be like patent leather and stuff? Like they went like black tie on the beach.
It was black tie with a vest on the beach.
Oh, was there sand on the shoes and stuff? Like, that's crazy.
No, we were on like a decking.
Deck thing.
Yeah, we were on a deck for it.
Oh,
fortunately,
buddy.
Inside, it was fantastic. And the other aspect of this that was awful, was probably 3 months prior, we get a list, or the RSVP and the wedding invitation, but also you had to return what you wanted to eat that night.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was a choice of steak or the catch of the day. Oh. And I was thinking 3 months prior, I was like, man, that's going to be so good to be able to eat just something fresh, just caught right off the harbor. I was like, yeah, I want to get that.
It was like shrimp.
And we had not eaten anything all day. And not since the Vandy game.
That sounds like poor planning.
And they set this plate in front of me, and this piece of fish.
It was a tadpole.
Essentially.
It was a goldfish.
It couldn't even be 3 ounces. I don't think it was 3 ounces.
Did you like cry?
The steak was 8 ounces. It was like an 8 to 10 ounce steak. And Ash had the steak.
Okay, I was going to ask, did she switch you?
I just told her, I said, we've got to switch.
Listen, we
got to
talk, man.
We've got to switch.
We got to talk. I've been putting in work today.
And even with that steak, it still wasn't hitting. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to die tonight.
What do you do?
Like, I've got to be here the entire freaking night.
You got to be keeping up.
And this is how clutch they are. They're passing around drinks, constant amount of drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, I just want something to eat. Uh-huh. Like, I just need something to eat. And then all of a sudden, I see a server come by, and it was not food. It was not drinks that was on this.
Was it hors d'oeuvre?
It was sliders. And probably the best crinkle cut fries
I've ever
had.
I love it when they do that.
When I tell you.
Love it when they do that.
When I tell you, I ate at least 14 of those sliders.
Heck yeah.
And probably 7 servings of those fries.
Bro.
I demolished it.
Heck yeah.
I think there's a picture of me when they are leaving to get into the car to go to their honeymoon. There is me double fisting burgers and fries.
So Max is also in love right now.
I'm like, this wound up being the greatest wedding ever.
Actually, the best night of my life. Man, it's so tough when you're in a wedding, though. Those days always take it out of me. The ones I've been in recently, my brothers, I made it to the end of that one. But like the two before that, it was like, by the time the bride and groom leave, I'm so tired. Usually, I've left right before they leave sometimes. It's just a long day, you know? It's like endurance. You gotta get it together.
I will strategically leave based on the size of the wedding, not the wedding party, but how many people are in attendance.
Yeah,
because it gets to a point where once they've said they do their rounds and say hello,
and they know who's there.
The drinks have been flowing enough where they're not going to remember if I was there or not. Uh-huh. They're not going to know.
Yep.
It'd be different if they had a picture of me leaving. Uh-huh. It's just that I'm just not in the picture.
I'm just not there. You just don't know. Exactly. You just don't see me, you know, doing the splits on the dance floor.
So, it's always for me, it's an Irish goodbye.
Just, I'm the absolute queen of that.
I tell,
crown me the queen.
Yes.
I sometimes like to do an Irish hello as well. Like, you don't even know if I'm going to be there, but all of a sudden I am. No, I'm the Irish exit absolute queen of that. Are you a big dance floor guy? Like,
no.
Do you get down? So this is me at weddings.
We didn't have dancing at our wedding.
You had no dancing?
No dancing. No dancing.
Like a religious like type thing, or just
no,
like,
it wasn't
more like a brunch after type thing.
It was a big banquet dinner.
Okay,
and I think it's just more just the group that we're around.
Yeah.
We didn't have an open bar. We had wine. We had wine for everyone, but it was just everyone just hanging out.
This is hilarious.
Talking. Yeah.
Because I love y'all. I feel like I get along with y'all, but like me, I am a menace on the dance floor, not in a bad way. I'm surprised I'm still getting invited to weddings, much less in them. But like I treat the wedding band like they are the Rolling Stones and this is my last chance to see them. And I am like almost there in my own world. I am right there, right by stage. I'm like singing the lyrics back to them. And every like of the photographer's photos, it's just like me like doing rock on. Like, I just like love it. I don't know what it is. I hopefully not in an obnoxious way. I just like love to have fun. I'll be the first one out there on the dance floor. I do not care. I'll be out there by myself. That's like the best part of the day to me.
The only times Ash and I have danced at a wedding is when they make all the couples get up there and dance.
So y'all didn't do a first dance at yours?
Mm-mm.
No
way.
We
even have a first
dance. Did you like the dad daughter, like the mom son?
Nope.
No,
nothing.
Get out! That's the craziest thing. But cool.
It sounds weird. But if you were at the wedding, it makes all the sense of the world.
It
didn't ruin the vibe.
No, I get that.
And it's a very small wedding. I think we had really like 100, 110.
Oh wow!
And then we had a small reception area, so it was
compact.
It was a little compact, and it was. It didn't kill the mood.
Like, I think that's cool.
And I think everyone was appreciative that we all got out at a reasonable time
for
also.
For sure.
Like, I think the ceremony was like 4:30. Everyone was gone like maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock.
That's like old school. Like, I like that. Like, it's so much of a production now. You know what I mean? But, oh my gosh, my sister's planning her wedding now, and I think they're guest list. For us, for our family, this is like the smallest wedding on record. It's 270 people, and that for us is tiny. My parents had 600 people at their wedding.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. We don't know how to do small weddings in our family. They're like, 270? What is this? Why are you restricting us? I'm like, dude, most people have 150. Like, they don't know like the common modern terms of a wedding.
Texter, no dancing, no open bar. Max gets weirder by the day. I just go to the beat of my own drum.
Max
honestly.
Knows who he is. That's what it is.
It's the one thing. So our the one say I got in the wedding that I was like full tilt. We have to do this because it was a fall wedding, and so adamant I was about not doing a game. Was we picked our wedding location, our venue, and the date based off of the bye week for UK.
I love that. I was so bad at my cousin Julianne. She went to Penn State, and she got married in the most beautiful place in Pittsburgh. It was like the Pittsburgh Library or something. It was like the most stunning wedding. And it was Kentucky played LSU that weekend, that 2021 year. I was so bad. I was watching it on my phone at the dinner. It was like a real black tie, nice event. I didn't care. I think I even called in.
I purposely, every time I got to go to the wedding in the fall, I will have my phone on.
You gotta say strap. Strap that thing. I think I even called in. Like, drinks were flowing. And, like, I think Strebel saw that. I was like, I guess I tweeted it that I was watching at, like, the dinner table. And he was like, call into the postgame show. So I, like, exit. I, like, stumble off the dance floor and, like, tried to call in. Thank God it did not go through. Like, they put me on hold. Thank God. I'm like, thank you every day. I, like, went live for a second, like, on Instagram for the first time ever. Don't really even remember how that happened or how to do it again. So I think, you know, it was a good deal that I wasn't able to come on air. But.
So my mother texted me. And this shows how much I knew about the whole wedding planning. It was there wasn't room for a dance floor. It's like,
yeah,
like even my aunt was saying, hey, we ran into your wedding planner, and I was like, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that person is. And they go, oh, yeah, you do. So-and-so's mother. I was like, I don't know who that is.
That's hilarious.
I know who that person is, and I know who their mother is. I had no idea they were the wedding planner.
They planned my wedding?
I literally showed up to the wedding, and I was like, hot diggity dog. This place is magnificent.
What's all this? That's hilarious.
Oh, and then breaking, Cats just got another 4-star D-line commit out of Tennessee. Boom.
Get out.
There we go. That's good news to leave on.
Let's do it.
So, everyone listening, thank you so much for listening this week. James Strebel will be back on Monday with his big announcement. Woo! You've been listening to Anna Tarillo, Max Godby, producer Tanner on the board. This has been the Roundtable on ESPN 680.